One of the things that we have is we do an annual spring event in Maryland, and we bring administrators into a forum to talk about what it is. We bring schools in to sort of brag about the impact that it's had on their climate, on the organizational health, on teacher performance, on student performance. They do sort of a little bragging session, and then we say, if you're still interested, given what you've learned, here's some things that we're going to ask you to do before you come to a training. We're going to ask you to identify team members. We're going to ask you to do a self-assessment and get your teachers to sort of give feedback about what they see are priority for improvement, because we really need to secure staff buy-in in order to make this happen. So it's very much on a volunteer basis and a willingness to say, you know what, we've got a problem, we've got a high rate of office referrals, we've got a high rate of suspensions, we need to do things differently. And excluding kids from our school community isn't getting us anywhere. So we've got this sort of replacement strategy, and we're going to start to hone in and use that instructional approach I was just talking about. And it's as much as working with the adults in the building as it is with the kids, and making sure that they've got, you know, sort of a paradigm shift in thinking that I just can't send kids to the office and expect the behavior's going to change. That I actually need to be part of the solution, and I need to be sort of developing relationships with kids so that, you know, we can do a better job together. So after that event, the administrator then creates a team, the district assigns a behavior support coach that coaches them through the process, and then they come back to training, and we do a two-day facilitated action planning training. And we anchor our training materials off a fidelity of implementation measure called the benchmarks of quality. So we really take these specific training modules and guide them through a process so they action plan, and at the end of those 2 days they have an implementation plan that guides specific action steps that will carry them forward through that year. And we ask them to collect data, and we install a computer application. And so it's really, and then the coach supports the implementation across the year too. So they've got some guidance, and because again, we know that it doesn't apply unless you've got that support, unless you've got performance feedback, unless you've got leadership that's guiding.